This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 17 for Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools, I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to the Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. Today, we are highlighting our music programs here at Lincoln Public Schools, and we are honored to have received a recent national award for the third year in a row. Hey, Mindy, yesterday was National Teacher Day, and I think we've talked in the past before about some favorite teachers, but I'm wondering, what are some particular things you appreciated about your best teachers?
Well, you know, when I think about those memorable teachers in my life, obviously my parents were my teachers. I had them both as teachers, so they are obviously one of my favorite teachers. I've got to give them a shout out. But I think the teachers who made the biggest impact for me were the ones who pushed me further. They were probably the hardest on me, and at the time I might not have realized that I really cared for them that much, but now that I'm in the adulting world, I think I appreciate how much they pushed me and how they made me better and made me who I am today. So I think that's, you know, those teachers who are hard on us, who know that we can achieve more and do better, I think that's a quality that's admirable.
I've always liked the teachers that, you know, sometimes it's easy to feel like you're just one person in a large classroom, and whether you're in third grade or 12th grade or college, it's easy to feel like, you know, I could do nothing in here and nobody would even notice. And I always loved those teachers that could make you feel like you were the only person in that class, that somehow found a way to point their instruction or their methods right at you, to find that trigger in you that would get you interested. And if you found yourself not engaged, let you know right away that it's like I am paying attention to you, and let's get you on track. So I always like those that miraculously, you know, all the students that they would have throughout the day were able to do that for all their students. And so thank you to all the teachers out there. Mindy, why don't you look at some of the headlines on the LPS website?
We have a lot of great news on our website. So we've got the Science Focus Program students. We made it out to their senior research night, where the seniors who have been working on these projects for more than a year, some of them have been doing it just the school year, some of them started last year as juniors. There were 17 students who worked on their projects, and these are their capstone senior projects. And they got to pick the topic, and then they did the research, and then they presented that research to friends and families last week on Thursday night out at the Science Focus Program. Some of the topics included flexural strength, elasticity, and occupational uses for starch-based plastics. There was one student who traveled from eastern to western Nebraska looking at the distribution and diversity of forb species. There was even a student there who had her pet rats, and she was investigating if colors and personalities could be learned or if they were inherited in her pet rats. So that was a lot of interesting projects out there.
I was looking at that word flexural. I don't even know what that means.
I didn't even know what that meant either. So there's a lot of great stories there on our website on the Science Focus program. We're going to have a video coming up shortly that will run before the board meeting next week on those senior projects. Also on our website, last Thursday, it was a busy night. We got to surprise Scott Middle School music teacher Jackie Rush at their spring concert with the Scottish Rite Distinguished Teacher of the Year Award. And I'm going to tell you, she told me afterwards that she was a little upset that these people were coming to interrupt her concert because she thought it was a science award and that a science teacher was getting this award. And she could not figure out why we were interrupting her music concert.
Oh, that is funny.
So the shock on her face, we captured the video, the shock on her face when she finally realized she was the one getting the award. That was wonderful. She has taught music for more than 40 years. She's been at Scott Middle School since it opened in 1996. And she had not only her current students, but they were children of students of hers previously. So she has several generations of students that she's been teaching.
I know it kind of threw people for a loop, too, that it was a Scott teacher, but the presentation was over at Southwest High School.
At Southwest High School. That's true. Also at Southwest High School, they won their ninth straight Science Olympiad. Lincoln Southwest High School has won this 9 years in a row, the title. It was held April 27th at the University of Nebraska East Campus here in Lincoln. There were over 35 teams from across the state that competed, and LPS placed first in 19 of the 22 events. Lincoln East High School placed second, and the Science Focus program placed third. Congratulations to all those students.
Hey, grief. Go LPS.
No kidding. And also, today is National School Nurse Day, and we have so many wonderful school nurses and health technicians that work in our schools, but you might kind of wonder, what is it that a school nurse does? Well, on our website, we have a great video that shows you exactly what all the tasks are that a school nurse does on any given day or week in our schools. Thank you, school nurses.
Well, postseason athletics are still underway. State tournaments and stuff are going on. Again, I said this last week, but if you're really wanting to know what's going on, check out heartlandathleticconference.org and the Nebraska School Activities Association at nsaahome.org, and you can get the most up-to-date information there. But it's some stuff here, both with athletics and with the arts that are coming up. Today is boys soccer, and that's going on up at Morrison Stadium at Crane University. Southwest High School, we've got two teams in this, Southwest High School and East High. Southwest was the number 5 seed, and they have their first game today versus number 4 Gretna, and they're playing at 3 o'clock. If they would happen to win, they would play Friday at 8. East High was the number 6 seed, but unfortunately they lost 2-0 to number 3 Crane Prep at 11 a.m., so they are out. The boys' final is going to be Monday night at 7:30. Then tomorrow, Thursday, we also have two girls' teams in the state soccer, also up at Morrison Stadium. Lincoln East is the number 4 seed. They're playing number 5 Papillion La Vista at 11 a.m., and if they win, they would play Saturday at 1. And then Southeast is the number 7, and they're going to play number 2 Marion Thursday at 1. And if they were to win, they would play Saturday at 3. The girls' final will be Tuesday night at 7:30. Usually those are televised. I don't have television channels or information like that, but usually they're on TV somewhere, maybe on NET or something.
Possibly. Good luck to those teams.
Absolutely. Thursday night, Southeast High School Jazz Band Concert in the Jennifer L. Dorsey Halley Performing Arts Center over at Southeast. So a chance to listen to some music. Friday night, all kinds of music coming up here. Southwest Swing Night, a jazz band that's over at Southwest at 7. Also at 7 at Northeast, they are having their 2018-2019 rock show, The Great American Road Trip, and that is featuring their show choir and jazz bands. Saturday, we have state baseball that's going on at Haymarket Park. I think that's also going on up at Werner Park up in Omaha. So a couple different sites where that's going on. And then 7 p.m. also, Northeast is still doing their rock show with the show choir and jazz bands. Sunday night also is the last showing of the Great American Road Trip rock show over at Northeast. Monday, we have district golf going on at Holmes. 6:30 p.m. that night, Southwest Band and Orchestra Concert. 7 p.m., North Star is an evening of one acts. And 7 p.m. Monday night, Southeast Concert, Symphonic, and Wind Ensemble Concert. And then that gets us around to next Tuesday, where we have a learning lunch featuring the Star City Mariachi Ensemble. That is right here at the district office at 12:00. And so please grab a lunch. Come on. Usually there's some cookies or something. So enjoy some mariachi music. And oh, not cookies.
Not
I heard
cookies
there is going to be some
special dessert. On request.
Maybe churros. You can pretend you're at Disneyland.
You can pretend you're at Disneyland.
Listen to some mariachi music.
Well, with all of those great music events coming up, you can tell why for the third year in a row, Lincoln Public Schools has been honored with the Best Communities for Music Education designation from the National Association of Music Merchants Foundation for its outstanding commitment to music education. Our very own Caitlin Lucan sat down with Lance Nielsen, the music curriculum specialist, to find out why did Lincoln Public Schools receive this honor. And then she went out to the schools to learn more about our music programs in the field. Let's take a listen.
All right, you ready?
We're
ready.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So,
workouts.
Give your brain a turn. There's just so much to learn from long ago. I'm Dr. Lance Nielsen, Supervisor of Music for Lincoln Public Schools. NAM, which is short for the National Association for Music Merchants, is really their foundation. And they have a recognition award for communities that really support music education. So we have received this actually 3 years in a row now.
Wow.
So it's the best communities for music education. So it's not only supporting and recognizing the great work that our music teachers are doing every day with their students, but also just the support systems that we have within the Lincoln community for the arts.
Can you talk us through the process of either how we were selected for this award or applied for it?
Yes, it's actually a survey that I have to complete every year, and it's pretty extensive because they're asking a lot of questions, everything from what we offer as far as a music curriculum, what new innovative ideas we've tried to incorporate over the last year. They want to know a little bit about how we go about our budgeting and the FT of our teachers, how many teachers we have, what their degree levels are, so how many have masters, how many maybe have doctorate degrees, that type of thing. They also want to know a little bit about how many of our schools might be Title I schools and in what support systems that we might be providing for them. And one of the questions that I think really gives us an opportunity to kind of brag is some of those community connections that we have. So we'll talk about the Lincoln Symphony Orchestra and the Young People's Concert that we have all of our fourth graders involved. Some of the other collaborations that we might do with the University of Nebraska or with Doane University or Nebraska Wesleyan. Yeah. And so it's a lot of different types of those kind of questions. And then those are reviewed and verified by the Music Institute of the Kansas University.
Sounds like they really do their research on us.
They really do, yes.
What do you think sets our music program aside or sets it above that we would win this award?
I think it's the, first of all, just the fact that we provide a comprehensive music education K through 12. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can go to a lot of large school districts in many different places in the country, they maybe don't have maybe general music in their elementary schools, or maybe they don't provide beginning band and beginning string lessons until a certain grade level, maybe not even until middle school. So we've got that comprehensive approach, which I think is so we're really trying to provide music experiences for all of our students. Also the fact that we have expanded what we kind of consider music in schools. You know, it used to be you played in a band or an orchestra or sing in a choir. Well, now we try to provide other opportunities like guitar classes and world drumming and music composition, and that's I think been one of our highlights. The other thing is that we are one of the last school districts I think in the country that actually supports an all-city ensembles, and so like our Lincoln Youth Symphony is something that we support as a school district, so the students don't have to pay to be in it.
So I know that we're not supposed to have favorites, but are there any particular like programs or anecdotes or moments that stand out to you about our music program and what makes it special?
You know, I can walk into an elementary general music classroom and we'll see teachers that are being very creative in how they help students really learn about the basics of music.
Yeah.
And so ukulele is huge now, right? We all learn how to play recorder. We still do recorders, but now you also see ukuleles being embedded into that. We're going into our middle schools. We're starting to see a lot of our teachers try to incorporate composition, giving the students opportunities to be creative on their own. In fact, we have a solo small ensemble event every year, both for middle school and high school. And the last couple of years, we've added to that a creativity room. So they're just learning a Beethoven solo or, you know, whatever that they're going to perform.
Yeah.
But they have an opportunity to go into this room and perform a piece of music that they wrote. Again, I think this recognition is just an opportunity for us to celebrate all the great things that we're doing in Lincoln to support the arts. And again, the support that we get for Lincoln Public Schools just from the general public. And also just the wonderful work that our music teachers do on a daily basis. They're really the heart of our music program. They're very passionate about music. They're very passionate about their students. And it's shown each and every day if you walk into whatever school you're going to walk into. It's really the recognition is really kind of geared to our students and our teachers for what they're providing.
introduce yourself again.
Okay, my name is Judy Bush. I'm the general music teacher at Wysong Elementary. When the new music standards were written back in 2014, Nebraska was the first state to adopt those new standards.
Oh, wow, really?
They really were. Dr. Nielsen got a team of teacher leaders together, and we formed our own benchmarks, essential learning outcomes, assessments, things like that. We started working on those right away to match up with the new Nebraska standard. So when you look around my classroom, you'll see I have four posters up there that say create, perform, respond, and connect. Those are the four categories in the standards, the state standards. And so all of my lessons then are built upon those four statements. So when I teach a concept or I choose an activity, I want to make sure that it's connected with that. And so that is a visual reminder for me that, okay, have I given the students enough opportunity to respond either through music or, describing music or whatever it might happen to be?
How do you think students have responded to kind of the broadening of what's available?
You know, it's not so much the students, I think, as the parents. The students will do whatever you ask them to do.
Sure.
But I've had some opportunities where I've invited parents to come in and see and participate with us.
Yeah.
And they are amazed at how much music education has changed over the years. Because I don't know about you, but my musical experience in class was reading out a music out of a book. And we might learn some rhythms or things like that. But now, you know, we're asking kids to analyze things, and we're asking them to create their own music and listen to it and analyze it and change it and tweak it. And why are we doing these things? And how does music affect us emotionally?
Yeah.
And things like that. So we're taking a deeper dive into it, even at the elementary level, than I think we've ever taken before. And I think this surprises parents.
Yeah.
That we're able to do that, and the students are able to do this as well. You know, I think this district is just so deserving of the award just because it is cutting edge. We have people who are thinking ahead, and we have leadership who's willing to listen, you know, so that if someone's coming up with a great idea, leadership is looking for ways to try to make that happen. And so I think because of that, that LPS is going to continue to be on that cutting edge of things for students.
What is your personal goal? Like, what do you hope that students in your class leave your classroom with?
I want my students to understand that music is a part of them. That what we do is we just enhance something that's innate. It's organic. It's something that's inside of them. You know, we look at babies who respond to music just to respond, or they make up songs and things like that. What we do is we take that innate ability and we make it the best that we can be so that they can enjoy it. You know, if they want to sing in church or if they want to do karaoke with their friends or if they want to, you know, whatever, they want to play in a community band or something like that.
Right.
That's the goal. We want them to love and appreciate music. And all of the other stuff, you know, they may remember all the tempo markings and the dynamic levels. That's great. But the end goal is we want them to be making music throughout their lifetime somehow.
My name is Mike Robb. I teach at Irving Middle School vocal music, 6 through 8. So I teach general music classes for 6th grade, a little bit for 7th grade, and then we have choirs in 7th and 8th grade, and we have lots of before and after school groups too. So music in Lincoln Public Schools is truly for everybody, and it's not just for everyone that can meet before or after school or can afford to do this or that. It's literally for everybody, and so music is built into the everyday curriculum starting from kindergarten all the way through high school. You know, there's a variety of different types of courses and classes that students can participate in. And so it truly is for every student all the way through. And in fact, until seventh grade, all students take music in some fashion and art and other classes like that. But the cool thing about LPS is I think that it's just, it is built in and every student gets that opportunity. We have traditionally had a really strong orchestra program and band program and vocal music program. I think traditionally in the years we've had quite a few students participate. One of the things that we've done the last few years is really tried to to rethink and reshape some of the ways and the types of music that we provide opportunities for students. And so this, like this past year, we have a class now in seventh grade where students do some drumming. They do ukuleles. We do music technology, and they study rock history. So we do
cool. I wish I could take that class.
Yeah, it is kind of fun. And so just some really kind of what we would call kind of non-traditional music type classes. And we still offer choir during the day for those students, and we have band and orchestra during the day for those students that are interested in that path too. So we offer a wide range, and that's one of the things, at least recently, that I've been the most excited about. Is I feel like we're really fitting the needs and the things that make students excited about music. A lot of music technology. We use there's a new app that we're using called Soundtrap, which is kind of like what we would consider GarageBand, except it's basically we bought licenses for all juniors or middle school students and high school students, and they can just go in and use loops to create different mixes of different songs, and you can plug MIDI keyboards into it and other instruments to create your own, you know, melody lines, and then put different things around it. So music technology has also opened a big avenue for students, again, who maybe wouldn't fit the regular mold of, you know, they've had private lessons and those types of things, which is really, really neat. When we talk about music curriculum, we're talking about creating and performing and responding. And we've always done performing really well, and I think we've done responding really well. But the creating piece, especially in vocal music, has always been kind of an area that we just need to do better. And so I think our music supervisor, Dr. Nielsen, sees that and is providing opportunities for us to continue to grow. But there's so many opportunities for students to just go home. I know when I introduce Soundtrap to students, I get an update basically every time they make changes, and all night I'm getting updates of kids that have made changes.
Oh, that is so cool.
So it's not just in our classroom. I mean, these kids can go home and continue to create and you know, just change it up and start new pieces. And it's just really neat. So one of the neat things is going back to that class where we offer ukuleles and drumming and music tech, and then that last piece of rock history. I just watching those particular students come into our classroom, and this right now is in seventh grade is when we teach that class, just to see the excitement on their faces for those students when we do ukuleles. We've done guitars for years, but ukuleles are just more accessible. It fits the middle school student a little bit better.
Yeah.
They're also
very popular in popular culture.
Sure. And the coolest thing is you can experience some success pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And the range of, you know, you could be this crazy, playing on YouTube, some of the things we've seen from a professional artist, all the way down to just kids playing, you know, for this, it was second or third day. We're doing it in sixth grade right now. But just to see their excitement when they find some success, and the fact that they can go home and there's ways for them to continue to kind of grow. There is so much available for a variety of different types and styles of music for students. I think, you know, there was probably a time where we kind of fell into the traditional band orchestra choir format. And one of the real unique things about LPS is we're offering opportunities that are different than that for students that maybe don't fit into that mold, which is totally fine. What else can we do to help them experience music, to find the joy in music that so many of us find in the traditional sense, which is wonderful. And I think we do those things well, too. But just to really reach some of those students, maybe from other countries that grew up with different styles of music and different types of experiences. You know, what are we doing to help them feel connected to our schools and to our communities? Music is one of the easiest ways to do that. And so it's just a really neat opportunity. And I would say that if you had a student come into LPS, they're going to get a great foundational music experience.
Yeah.
wish we could get the entire show just sit and listen to them.
I know those bits and pieces didn't really give us the whole thing. I wanted the whole thing.
Right.
What a great job Caitlin did going out to the schools and capturing those interviews and the sound from Wysong Elementary.
You know, Lance was talking about, you know, the fantastic work that the music instructors across our district do it, and they do. And I was blown away the other night. I was sitting with my own son and daughter, and they started talking about different instruments and, you know, different, you know, this clarinet and that sax, and the conversation went into which ones use which clefs, and then they were talking about this clef versus that clef, and which ones, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was not having any sort of conversations like these, and they were talking, you know, staffs and notes like...
And keys
like,
and...
Like it was English and math, yeah. Which is fantastic.
I think it is a great opportunity. Both my kids also are participating in music, and I know at that age, I was not... I mean, I took piano lessons, but I didn't understand all that language. And my son, like you said, talks about it like it's everyday conversation. And I think it's so great. I think one thing that this piece points out is that music class isn't just a break from learning, or it's not that extracurricular activity. It's a structured curriculum with standards that need to be met. And our teachers work hard to find ways to meet those standards. And it also helps across multiple curricular areas, you know, bridging. It can help students with math. It can help them with language arts. It can help them with science. But it's also helping with that social emotional learning that we hear so much more about now taking place in our schools and in our classroom. And so I think it's really neat that we have this supported curriculum here across the district. No matter what school you're in at Lincoln Public Schools, you're going to get a quality music education.
Yeah, when we were talking about, you know, National Teacher Day earlier and just talking about how it's great when a teacher is able to find something to hook you, it's great when the overall program at any school is able to find something to hook any student. And you know, sometimes it just takes that one thing where, you know, a child is struggling in other things, but man, they get into music class and they love this and they get that. And then they're the teachers, you know, through their professional learning communities and discussions within that building are able to figure out, it's like, how can we take this and leverage it to build success in other parts of their instructional life for that student. So it is a very important part of their day and a great thing that we do here at Lincoln Public Schools.
To help build those relationships and get them excited, definitely. Well, congratulations to all of our schools for this award and for Lincoln Public Schools for supporting the arts and really our whole community. The community of Lincoln is such a key part. Those partnerships that we have with the performing groups, the city performing groups, and our performing arts centers. It's because of all of their support, too, that we were able to get this award for the third year in a row.
Caitlin took some really fun photos while she was out doing this, and you can see those photos and so many more photos at photos.lps.org. So go check that out. Block out a couple hours because you'll just get lost in there. If there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with the links to our full calendars on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each Wednesday when we push up a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. And links to all of those are also up on lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time that we've got for today. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.